Chapter 5. Are mind and brain identical? To study the brain is to study ourselves, but in a way that makes us both subject and object. It is as if we were trying to look both in and out of the window at the same time. Professor of Religion, Greg Peterson. If one were to study the brain alone while totally ignoring human behavior and subjective conscious states, one would never learn anything about consciousness or any other mental phenomena. Philosopher of Mind, B. Allen Wallace. On July 17, 1990, U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the U.S. Congress jointly proclaimed the 1990s to be the decade of the brain. Sound policy reasons for public funding of brain research were duly cited. But it is clear from the proclamation that both Bush and his public very much wanted to know more about the brain for personal reasons. True, more precise knowledge helps us fight diseases and dependencies, but the knowledge is precious for its own sake. As Bush said at the time, "The human brain, a 3-pound mass of interwoven nerve cells that controls our activity, is one of the most magnificent and mysterious wonders of creation. The seat of human intelligence, interpreter of senses, and controller of movement, this incredible organ continues to intrigue scientists and laymen alike." The timing of the decade was good. After over a century of systematic brain research using a variety of methods, new techniques such as positron emission tomography, PET or PET, and magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, were providing neuroscientists with a look into healthy, functioning human brains. They no longer needed to depend on animal studies or wait for the rare case of specific brain damage or unusual surgery. Essentially, studies of how brain-damaged rats get food pellets can't help us understand human consciousness. Even studies of human beings who have suffered brain damage do not provide a clear picture of what a correctly functioning system, or a system that has successfully repaired itself or compensated for a problem, looks like. But all that was changing fast. Neuroscience was hot. TV host Larry King called the 1990s the decade of the brain. In 1998, William J. Bennett, who had been George H.W. Bush's drug czar, asked, "Are neuroscientists the new masters of the universe?" Current neuroscience.